American football is one of the country's most popular sports. Millions of fans tune in every week to watch their favorite teams hit the field and their favorite players put their skills to the test. But underneath the colorful jerseys and the increasingly flashy helmets that distinguish one team from the other, science is at work to keep the players as safe as possible. Richard Kent is a professor of mechanical and aerospace engineering and deputy director for the Center of Applied Biomechanics at the University of Virginia. For the past 7 years, he and fellow engineer Jeff Crandall have been using their expertise in car crash testing and applying the same principles to testing safety equipment for the National Football League.
Well, it's interesting because there are a lot of parallels between the two fields. If you think about it, the magnitudes of loading, the rates of loading are not entirely different between particularly elite level football and car crashes.
Kent says he and Crandall's work revolves around defining human tolerance to high force impact, whether from an automobile or a 300-pound linebacker. In Kent's private lab, he tests everything from helmets to shoulder pads to cleats and even the types of turf that goes under them. With their findings, the team makes equipment recommendations for the NFL, which has a number of safety committees and panels assembled to determine the most efficient ways to prevent short-term and long-term injuries. And while head injuries are what may come to mind first, Kent says the focus has turned to less protected areas.
You know, we make rule changes, we have improved helmets, we're continuously doing work to protect the head. You know, people are tackling lower now, and so it's an ongoing challenge to protect the lower limbs. One of the big, I would say, wins that we've had in the past few years is getting shoe manufacturers to make cleat patterns that are specifically designed for artificial surfaces.
Kent says many football stadiums are outfitted with a range of different types of turfs, both artificial and real, but players continue to use the same shoes no matter the venue. And what's more, he says the shoe sizing method has become dated. He and Crandall determined that most players are wearing shoes that don't fit and don't protect the way they should.
One of the messages we're trying to get out there is that players should use a different shoe that's tailored specifically to the surface they're on, and that shoe companies should make those kinds of shoes available to players.
The pair came up with a new shoe sizing device that helps to identify shoes that directly match the dimensions of a player's feet. The method is already being utilized within the NFL, but what about performance? Kent and Crandall say when dealing with professional athletes such as those in the NFL, there's a fine line between ultimate protection and ultimate performance design.
Balancing those trade-offs is really what the entire field of biomechanical engineering is all about. Is you take competing intentions for a product, so something that needs to be fast and safe, and how do you balance those competing design goals in the best possible way? That's really what engineering is all about.
For WMRA News, I'm Sefe Amokpai.